Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Happy Columbus Day, folks. We're celebrating that with our good friend Ken Davis, the resident historian in our brain trust, author of all the books on Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, A Nation Rising. So many folks, just go to Amazon and find, write in Kenneth C. Davis in Amazon. You'll find, I don't know, how many books now, 40, 50?
No, not that many. You can also go to don'tknowmuch.com, which
That's
is my
right.
website, and you can see the list of books is all there. And I also have a piece about Columbus right on the front page where if we don't get to all this stuff, it's fascinating. And that's one of the things I always tell people. History isn't the dull dates and battles and speeches we learned when we were kids. It's about real people doing extraordinary things.
They were,
and this is an extraordinary story.
Even
and it's a story
if
about
you,
how the world
regardless of what regardless of the controversy, you've got to take your hat off to the raw courage and ingenuity and commitment for what those guys did to do what they did. What do you think?
Absolutely. You cannot take away from Columbus's extraordinary ambition.
And Ken, let me say one more quick thing before you. I'm gonna let you go with the rest of the history here. I've been on a replica of one of their ships more than once. You should, if you ever get a chance, go walk around in one of those things and then imagine yourself in the middle of the ocean and you don't know where you're going to wind up. Go ahead, Ken.
You're absolutely right. I've had the same experience when you go on the recreation of the Mayflower. If you go up to Plymouth, Massachusetts, this is not the Titanic we're talking about. This is, you know, a relatively small boat, kind of clunky.
70 to 90 feet long.
Beautiful. Yeah, and so what they accomplished was extraordinary from that perspective, and that's the, you know, the discovery and the imagination part of the human story that's so important, and we do celebrate. Columbus then comes here, of course, discovers this thing, thinks he's still off the coast of China, goes to his grave thinking he's still found a way to get to Asia, not realizing he's found essentially a new world. But he and then the Spanish, mostly Spanish for a while, later other European colonizers and explorers and soldiers who come and priests come with one mission, really, and that's to take what they can
exploit
from this country. And if that means enslaving the people who were there, they will do that. And Columbus certainly did that. And for that reason, people are reassessing this holiday and saying, we should really rethink what this guy did because it was barbarous. It was so bad. It was written about in his time. This isn't some revisionist history.
Right.
A Spanish priest went over there and said, "What, my God, what we are doing to these people is unthinkable." Then he unfortunately thought, instead of putting the Indians to work, we should bring in Africans. So, I mean, this also is the beginning of the African slave trade as well. So this is really a catastrophic moment in world history, as well as being one that opened extraordinary.
And I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing at all for what happened. But we do have to be careful. Those were different times. It wasn't right, but those were different times in those days, weren't they? I mean,
again, yes, it was different times, but even a priest of that time, a Spanish priest who went over, Bernard de las Casas is his name, recognized that this was an abomination. So it wasn't just a matter of saying, oh, the times people thought differently then. People recognized what it was. And part of it was the church was very eager for this because they thought, well, this is, you know, a lot of new people to convert to Christianity and more.
Well,
they felt the religious aspect.
It was the Great Commission. They felt it was their job to do that.
And that's why Isabella and Ferdinand, who give Columbus the commission, were praised by the Pope, who later, you know, names them the Catholic kings of Spain. So religion is all tied up in this, and we can never forget that when we're looking at history. It's not just, you know, somebody did this on that date. What are the motivations? Why were people doing this? What?
In your studies,
and that's why it's so fascinating to me.
In your studies, how much of Columbus, let's talk about the individual, because we know about all the controversy. How much of his motivation was just entrepreneurship? Was it desire? Was it wealth? Was it fame? What do you think really motivated him? Was he an adventurer at heart? What do you think?
Well, certainly an adventurer at heart, and certainly a thoughtful, imaginative person at heart. But what did he really want? Yeah, he wanted wealth and fame. What does he ask for? He asks for a percentage of everything he brings back. It's in the it's in the contract. He wanted 10% of everything he was going to bring back to the Spanish king. And he wanted a very fancy title called Admiral of the Ocean Seas. So wealth and fame were everything. They came really looking for gold. And when Columbus saw that some of the natives had little pieces of gold in earrings or a nose piece, he wanted to know where it came from. They kept telling them, oh, we got it over there, hoping that he'd go away. But one of the first things they set doing was to try and mine gold in the Caribbean. And there aren't a lot of gold mines. If you've been to the, you know, to Haiti and Santo Domingo and these places, it's not gold. There was gold in some of the streams. But Columbus put these people to work finding gold, and the, it was harsh.
And not even realizing
they would take a handoff.
And did he? I mean, how long did it take him? Do you think to know that he was on an island instead of on some mainland, on the mainland? You know that you gotta realize that too.
Well, he knew he was on. He knew he had landed on islands, but he still thought he was on an island off the coast of China. In fact, on the third voyage, and you know. Yep. Columbus makes four voyages, and this would be the last piece of the history. The third voyage, he's off the coast of South America. He actually sees a river rushing out, and he thinks it's one of the rivers that's mentioned in the Garden of Eden, in the Bible. The rivers around
Ken,
the
Garden. Ken, hold on to that thought. We're going to continue this with Ken after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.